This is a story about C. C hadn't left the house in years and had agoraphobia, anxiety, and was severely socially isolated. She connected with one of our support workers and found an ingenious solution to get out and about. This is the story of the cat and the pram.
This installation is telling a story about a woman that we used to support many years ago who used a cat and a pram to overcome long-term agoraphobia and anxiety. This was a lady who was confined to her house for many years, was unable to get out, and would spend many days coming out her front door, going down the steps and standing by the stair door, unable to open it and walk out onto the street. This story was told to our support worker David when he arrived to meet with her, and he could see the turmoil and the frustration in her daily life and in the story that she was telling him. So throughout the relationship, and as we got to know this lady more and more, and the trust that had arose through the weekly meetings with David, the story continues. And the cat and the pram was a story that we like to use often when we describe the crazy, genius ways that people come up with that are inspiring to hear and are actually a really nice story for us to share around how some people overcome their own problems by themselves with a little bit of help from a friend or a volunteer or indeed one of our workers. So this lady had a cat and she found a lot of comfort from her cat. She loved her cat. She felt very safe with her cat. She had talked about how it would be if she could take her cat out with her, if she could walk outside with her cat. But she did not want to do this. She didn't want to put her cat on a lead. And one day while she was working with David, they talked about seeing people in the street with prams and how she wondered whether she could put her cat in the pram, because she felt like if her cat was near her for the whole time that she was out, that she would be able to manage anything and she could go anywhere. And often the love and the security that her cat provided her with, she felt if she could take this with her, she could go anywhere. So she came up with the idea of putting the cat in the pram and taking the cat for a walk. The idea of this did not embarrass her at all. She was excited about it, and she proceeded to take the cat out in the pram in the local community. And one of the things that she felt gave her the confidence to open the door and step outside was that the focus would be on the cat that was in the pram and not on her. There was a practical element to the pram whereby it kind of steadied her and it helped her keep her feet. And also the people that would look at her would not, because of the pram, she just said there was a very different judgment. People wouldn't look and continue to look. She felt like she received more smiles. She felt like people walked out of her way, gave her a little bit extra space on the street. And if on occasion someone did notice that it was a cat that was in the pram, it would almost bring around quite a joyous, funny, humorous conversation. And she learned also to explain to people, well, I've actually been in my house for many, many, many years, unable to get out. This is the way in which I have found to go about it. And people's eyes would light up and they would say, well done you. And she was known in the local community as the lady with the cat and the pram. And actually, this is a story of how something so tragic and sad was this woman's character and her general personality. She was a lovely, funny, humorous person with many stories to tell. And actually, the cat and the pram allowed her not only to get out and about, but also to start sharing herself and her person and her stories again with people in the local community. And she often said how she liked it because it was brief and only maybe lasted for 2 or 3 minutes, but that was the total amount of socialising that she could manage in any given day. She did not look for deep connections within the people that she met in the street. A smile or someone moving out of her path just to let her past was enough for her. So just a very kind, natural thing for someone to do, to step aside and let the lady with the pram walk past, was enough to fill her day with enough hope so that she would plan to go out again the next again day. And this was the story of how this woman turned around agoraphobia and anxiety with a cat and a pram.